He writes the and this is the only thing that he's known to have written ever is this
What do
letter.
you mean with his own hand?
Yes. Yeah. And he signs
Wait, so I help me here. Isn't there like things that are attributed to him, or was it his students who wrote those, or
Yes,
the
it was his students who wrote them. So this is the only thing that's known to be written with his own hand.
Wow, that's cool.
Yes.
Okay, that's worth mentioning. That's very cool. Isaac Luria's letter. Okay.
And he's writing a letter to his business colleague, and he's gone to there was meant to be a handover of money and spices, and he's gone to the place and the money's not there and the spices are not there, and so he's writing, what's going on?
Where are my spices? All
Yeah.
right, cool.
There are no profound Kabbalistic secrets in the letter, unfortunately.
Unless spice there is an allegory for something else. Who knows? All right, let's talk about let's well let's end with Maimonides, who is I mean, this is incredible that Maimonides is this huge figure in Jewish history. He's from Cordoba, Spain. He ends up eventually as a refugee in Egypt as the isn't he the court physician of Saladin? He wrote some famous works, the Guide for the Perplexed, Moreh Nevuchim, and he wrote Mishneh Torah, which is essentially a summary of Talmudic law, but mostly without the debates. Or the Talmud is just a bunch of debates. You don't know what the actual conclusion is, so he kind of gives you what he thinks the conclusion is. And we have stuff written in his own hand. That's incredible.
Yes. So we have around about 60 or so pieces in
Wow.
Cambridge written in his own hand. And these include letters that he wrote and signed, replies to legal questions that were put to him. So there's a man who wants to know, can he marry the wife of his dead nephew? And Maimonides writes the answer at the end. Yes, you can get married.
Okay.
And we have drafts of his famous works, drafts of the Guide for the Perplexed.
Okay, we have to look at that. That's unbelievable that we have. Meaning, like I deal all day long with manuscripts that are copies of copies of copies of copies of copies, and I could keep saying that for the next hour. And here you have not just his copy of Guide for the Perplexed, but here's a draft. This is unbelievable. This is
And
page 19.
he crosses things out, he crosses lines out, he writes notes in the
Amazing.
margins. So you see him editing himself. So this is his poem that he wrote.
Wow.
For the it's the poem that's found at the beginning of the guide. And so this is written on the back of something else. So I don't know whether it's the first time this was written, this poem.
And this is his handwriting. I know there's people who that's their whole sole expertise, or one of their main expertise is Maimonides' handwriting.
Yes.
Wow. All right. And that's pretty cool that we have a draft. It's actually, I mean, like we'll talk about autograph manuscripts, which is the original manuscript written by the author. But what we don't really usually have access to is, well, what was the process in producing such a complex work? And here he's crossing stuff out, and
And
that's amazing.
writing a poem, and apparently he hated poetry, but he wrote his
Well, who
own.
doesn't? All right, and then here's a signed ransom receipt. Can you talk about this?
Yeah,
This is very cool.
this
I
is.
think it's especially cool because we're in a period as this is being recorded where there are Jewish hostages, and I don't know that people understand how deep in Jewish culture the idea of ransoming hostages is. I would say the people who perpetrated October 7th knew exactly because they had studied Judaism. But I think the general world doesn't understand how sensitive a topic this is. So here he's, so tell us about this.
So you if you have if someone is held hostage, it's your right, your responsibility as a Jewish person, the imperative is to ransom them and free them. And that's why in the port markets in Alexandria, the Jewish community would look at all the captives being offered for sale to see by pirates to see are there any Jews amongst them. If there are, we have to buy them, we have to raise the money one way or another, we have to do it, we have to free them no matter what it takes. And
And they're
when
being sold in slave markets, right?
yeah
Meaning these
so
are Jews who maybe were traveling on a ship and they're kidnapped by pirates, and now they're being sold as slaves.
yeah so so
Wow.
pirates would take Jews from Byzantium and Europe, and then if they were caught, they'd be sold in Egypt. If Egyptian Jews were caught, they'd be sold in the other markets. So
Okay.
So either way, the community.
You have been listening to Hebrew Voices. To hear the rest of this conversation, head over to NehemiahsWall.com and become a support team member today.